Today, we are going to read Matthew chapter 11. Before we begin, let's pray. Father God, I thank you that you speak to us in your word, that you want us to know who you are. You are not a God who is distant, who we can't know. Instead, you have chosen to reveal who you are to us through your word. Lord, speak to our hearts. Help us to understand and know who you are and what you would have us do and how we can be like you. Speak to us today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Matthew chapter 11. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent to his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No. Those who wear fine clothes are in kings' palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those who are born of women, there has not risen another greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and violent people have been raiding it. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. Whoever has ears, let them hear. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others, 'We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'Ah, he has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Ah, here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is proved right by her deeds." Then Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of his miracles had been performed, because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you." At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. all things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Okay, so today we are seeing several things. Jesus just sent out his 12 disciples, and now other people are coming to him and asking him, are you the Messiah? Are you the promised one? And he doesn't give them a direct answer. Instead, he says, go back and tell him what you have seen. He says, the blind can see, the lame can walk, the deaf can hear, the dead are raised, good news is proclaimed. Why does he say all of this? Well, those who were talking to him should have been familiar with the Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah. This was something that the Jewish people of that time, all of them knew about. And these were prophecies about the Messiah, that the Messiah would come and these things would happen. And Jesus said, what do you think? Do you think I'm the Messiah? I have fulfilled what the prophecy said would happen. So yes, I am. And so he gives evidence, not just saying, oh yes, I am the Messiah, but instead saying, well, all of the evidence proves that I am. And he gives them examples that proves that he is who he claims to be. Then he starts to talk about John the Baptist. And John the Baptist was chosen specially by God to help prepare the people to hear the message of Jesus, which was to repent. And so John the Baptist went out and preached, and many people went out to follow him. And they went because God was drawing them. God was using John the Baptist to wake them up and to prepare them to hear the message of Jesus. Now, the problem was some heard but didn't believe. They didn't change. And this is what we see when Jesus is pronouncing woe upon these unrepentant towns, upon these towns in Israel where he had done so many miracles. He had taught them. He had performed miracles. He had done the things that the Bible prophesied the Messiah would do. Yet, they didn't follow him. They didn't change. They saw the truth, but they ignored it. And so Jesus says, woe to you. Now, what that means is he is kind of giving a judgment. He is saying, oh, bad things will happen to you because of this. You have been condemned. Bad things will come to you. And the reason is that they are ignoring all that he is teaching, all that he is doing. When we hear and see the word of God, we must act. We cannot ignore it. If we ignore it, God might stop speaking to us. And so, that's what he kind of talks about in the next part, where he talks about, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. It's not that God doesn't want the wise and the learned, but because those people have so often ignored Christ that they think, oh, I am smarter than he is. I know all of this. I don't need to listen to him. Then God stops speaking to them. But the children who are open and willing to hear. Those are the ones who followed Jesus, who recognized all that he was and all that he was doing. And so God spoke to them, because when he spoke to them, they listened, they obeyed, they followed. And that is what he is calling us to do. When we hear and see the things that Jesus is doing, he wants us to follow him, to obey, to do what he tells us to do. He wants us to repent, to turn from the sin that we have been following and follow him. And so he wants us to follow him, to come alongside him and do what he is doing, to do his work. And so that brings us to the last part of this chapter. I'm going to read it again, because this is an encouragement and an invitation to come to Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. We are so often called to many things by this world. We're called to work harder. We're called to be successful. We're called to be powerful. We're called to try to promote ourselves. And the busyness of all of this is exhausting. The effort that it takes to try to be successful in this world is exhausting to us. And our souls are tired and weary from trying to do all these things, whether it's trying to be successful in this world, or sometimes we are called to try to be good and try to achieve heaven on our own. Yet Jesus is saying, come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. We can find rest in Jesus. The next verse, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What is he talking about? What is a yoke? Well, a yoke is a farming term that was used to join two animals together. If you had two oxen that you wanted to use to plow a field, you would have a piece of wood that you would then put on both of them and tie them together. And together, they would pull and work and do the work together. Well, it was found that two working together could do more work than two alone. When they worked together, they were stronger. And that's what Jesus is saying, come, join him. We have been trying to work on our own, and he's saying, come, partner with me. I can help you. Take my yoke. Join me, be linked and connected to me. Learn from me. Watch what I am doing, and do it like I am doing, and I will help you. When you come, you're no longer having to work on your own, no longer having to do it on your own. Instead, Jesus is partnered with us, connected to us. He is helping us. And through him, we find rest. We are no longer having to struggle on our own, but we are with him. His yoke is easy and his burden light. We no longer have to carry the burden, carry our lives on our own. Instead, he comes alongside of us, and he takes that weight off of us. And as we follow him, listen to him, and obey him, it becomes so much easier. And so we have been called today to look at Jesus throughout the Word of God, to see what he is doing, and then to allow that to make a change in our lives, to follow him and obey. We've been called to come and join him in what he is doing, to partner with him, to stop trying to live life by ourselves, on our own rules, or on our own strength, and to rest in the strength of Jesus, in the power of God to do what we cannot do and to join him. So will you join him today? Will you trust him? Will you follow him? Will you work alongside him and allow him to work alongside you and change your life in ways that you can't even imagine? Change your life for the better. Change things that you could never do by yourself. But with him, all things are possible. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you would help us to see who you are as we read the Word of God, to see who Jesus is, and not to reject it, not to ignore it, as many do, but instead to let it impact our lives, to let it change us. Help us to repent, to turn from our sins, to turn from the things that have taken us away from you. Help us to follow you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would just come alongside of us and do in our lives what we cannot do on our own, to do in our lives what only you can do, and give rest to our souls today. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.